Here's today's strategy session. Learning to say no without feeling like you've just kicked a puppy. Most of us were trained early that no is selfish, that it makes us difficult, unhelpful, maybe even unlikable. So we become professional yesers, bake sales,
yes,
work drinks,
yes, neighbors alpaca festival.
Somehow, yes, and you're in charge of ticketing, and then you collapse at midnight muttering,
why do I do this to myself?
Here's what we do wrong. We treat no like a curse word. We confuse overcommitting with generosity, and we write guilt checks we can't cash. We say yes, then punish ourselves twice, once with exhaustion and again with shame when we inevitably flake. We act like our only value is being a 24/7 human vending machine of favors. Now here's the shift. No is not rejection. No is kindness to yourself and indirectly to everyone else, because a burned out you is no help to anyone. The delayed no buys you breathing room. The funny no makes it lighter.
If I take this on my brain, we'll unionize and strike.
The honest no builds respect. I'd love to,
but I'm stretched thin.
Every no to someone else is a yes to yourself. To rest, to sanity, to sweatpants and Netflix. So here's your plan.
Step one.
Pause before, yes. Let me check and get back to you.
Step two.
Practice saying no out loud until it feels normal. Bonus points if it's to your cat. Step three. Remember every no is self-forgiveness, not selfishness.
By the end of this chapter, here's your win.
You'll stop equating no with failure and start seeing it as oxygen. You'll give yourself permission to choose rest over resentment, and you'll finally stop baking 200 cupcakes when Costco exists. Remember,
no
is a full sentence,
and it's one you're allowed to use.